The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Welcome to North State and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning, February the 19th, 2014. Yeah, I'm going, hey, and we're here with Bad Bob. Bad Bob, I have a question for you. When you left this morning after moving back in the house, did Brenda kind of like say, give you a special goodbye?
It was just nice. Actually, she was, I think she opened one eye as I was leaving.
You wouldn't look at me when I said that, did you? You didn't look at me when I said that, Bob.
Under this new schedule, temporary, I'm getting out of, my alarm is going off at 4:30. So, she was maintaining a sleep mode. And,
she was on major assignment.
Nothing else was moving. Yeah. The only company I had was the cat.
All right. Anyway, okay, we'll get to that in a couple minutes. Good morning. Yeah, it's going to be a big day today.
So nice to have
you
back.
Our newest Chamber of Commerce business is going to be joining us. Then, of course, our Reading Breakfast Lions Club talking about the big gun show this weekend. And then Sheriff Tom Basinko. That's right. Sheriff Tom's going to be in here, and he's going to just tell us everything that's happened with this whole incident. Of course, we've been lucky that we've gotten daily updates from somebody that was evacuated in the first 50 feet.
Yeah, the aftermath was real interesting. We got home last night, of course, after you had graciously had us over for dinner. And it was I can talk about it after we hear from Chris LaSagne.
Yeah, let's go to Chris first, and then we'll come back and get that. Of course, we have our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute, and today it's Chris LaSagne. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 42 points at 16,172. The S&P 500 is unchanged at 1840, while the NASDAQ Composite is down just about 13 points at 4259. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 110 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 11 cents at 16.35. Coca-Cola also down 11 cents at 37.36. Kinder Morgan Energy down $1.70 at 78.22. And Verizon up 14 cents at 46.12. Of local interest, PG&E up 13 cents at 43.63. Safeway down 15 cents at 33.95. And Harley-Davidson off 15 cents at 63.61. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.68%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.3%. Oil is up 3 cents a barrel at 102.14. And precious metals are slightly lower, with gold down 33 cents an ounce at 13.2066. While silver is down a nickel at $21.83 an ounce. This is Chris LaSondack at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 right here at KCNR. You know what? You got neighbors that are just outstanding in what they do, and that's working at Wall Street. Finding out the best investments, finding out where, and being able to give advice to the people, their neighbors, to the residents here, and of course the folks all over the United States. Give them a call, 243-7561, or just stop by Park Marina Drive and say hello.
And now, we're looking very forward to, this next segment of our show. Every Wednesday we've committed now to bringing forward to the light, if you will, a new business and a background about that person. I'd like to introduce, or we'd like to introduce you this morning to Carla Barrett. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to give our listeners a little bit. I'm going to read some of about you. Carla Barrett is a life coach with more than 15 years experience working in the fields of human resources and career development. She is trained and certified to administer the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator and the DISC Behavioral Profile. That's D-I-S-C. As a board member of the North Valley Employer Advisory Council, she works closely with the Employment Development Department to facilitate programs that provide timely information on numerous business topics to improve the quality of employment services in Shasta County. As a member of the Executive Committee of Working Strategies for Women, she works with local and national organizations to develop opportunities for women in Shasta County. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Carla, we were talking before we started today. How did you decide to go into life coaching and work coaching? And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it started many years ago when I was trying to figure out what career I wanted to go into, and I couldn't figure that out. I even went out to the college taking assessments and still couldn't figure that out. And then I worked with a career coach, and I decided that's what I want to do.
You work with a career coach who then told you this is what you would be great at, and yeah. Now you inspire others to find, we were talking about finding what they're really good at and going out and creating a job with that, with those skills.
Yes, and not only that, but through the years, I've worked in companies where I have been that middle person in human resources, helping the owners and the people that work with for them to work cohesively. And this is something that I think is very important, that people get along with each other, that they like the work that they do, and that everybody is productive and happy. And so that's really my focus today.
Productive and happy, I like that. So, Carla, could you give us, without mentioning any names, for instance, someone, a client, somebody that you helped get into their development stages and find a job?
Absolutely, yes. I had a client who she was working for a company doing office management, and it was more in the industrial type work, and she wanted to do something new and different. And this was probably 10 years ago. And so I introduced her to the idea of working with people. I mean, she did the career coaching, and she actually loved the idea of helping people. And I got her hooked up with a job training center, and they hired her. And to this day, she's been working there, and she absolutely loves her job. And she tells me all the time how happy she is and how grateful she was that she did the career coaching.
Well, there's nothing I think that's more fantastic for the human spirit to feel like we're contributing. And if you can, you know, all of us have some kind of gift, some kind of skill that we're really good at. It could be a negotiation. Like, you know, I grew up in a family I had to negotiate with all the time. You know, that's just kind of like a sidebar thought. But it, maybe there's something out there for somebody who's so good at that, that where they can find employment. They can create a job. They can find a job where somebody needs those, you know, those kinds of skills. So that's why somebody comes to you to help develop and find a career path, and get employed.
That's true. And also employers come to me to help them with their employees. So if they have employees and they're not sure that they have them in the right job, it's not the right fit, or maybe they're struggling with the things that they're doing, I help them to understand how that person works, how to train that individual based on their personality and also the skills that they most enjoy using and how to give them an opportunity to do that.
You know, we're here with Carla Barrett, workforce coach, HR consulting and coaching services.
And of course, Tim Scarborough.
And of course, Tim Scarborough. Tim, how are
good
you
morning.
Doing today?
I'm like, doing awesome.
You're just sitting here. Yeah, let's say hello.
I'm enjoying listening.
He's the support person.
As you know, we've started several new things that we're doing here, and one of them is, you know, it's community. You know, with a community type of flair to it, is introducing new businesses every week. That are in Shasta County, Redding, Anderson, Cottonwood, anybody that's in here, and of course in the Redding Chamber of Commerce. The thing about it is that so far of the, you know, we've met people that one, they seem to really know what they're doing in their business, which I guess you should know. but they've been also, I mean, but you can see where they're also a great addition to our community too.
Absolutely.
And I think that's important.
Yes. Yes, it's really nice. And again, thank you so much for doing this segment every week with our chamber members. And we're just always pleased to see people like Carla who come on board with the Chamber of Commerce and just her business knowledge and her willingness to share that with others.
Well, we've got into also one of the new things we've started is we have our new format here where we're taking less breaks, so we have more time to talk. But now we do have to take a break. When we come back, Carla, I'd like to talk about, do women have to have a different type of coaching, you know, as they're entering the workforce? They have to, is there something special that you need to work with women to, I guess to get, you know, to bring out their full potential? We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl on the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back.
Good
Carl
morning.
Carl Lindabot. It is 7:20 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive is your place for great coffee, great drinks, and Espresso Joe serving a caramel macchiato. Which I think is also a cigar.
And they're also doing electronic cigarettes for those who are trying to quit.
Electronic cigarettes, that's right.
And the big deal right now.
Any other coffee you can imagine, just walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
They also sell all the Powerball tickets.
That's, in fact, we're going to have to run down there and do that. Our guest today is Carla Barrett, who is a life coach with more than 15 years experience working in the fields of human resources, a workforce coach, HR consulting and coaching services. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
When we left, I asked about, is there special training or special coaching that you need to give to women who are entering the workforce?
I think the thing that you need to look at is that women do multitask as far as their families and work and everything. So giving them some tools to help them to have the work-life balance is really key. Another thing that's important for women is they need to be willing to speak up and ask for what they want. They can sit at the table also. They don't have to ask. They can get in there just like the men and sit at the table. They need sponsors versus mentors. Just like men who are helped to rise to the top, they need sponsors to help them to do that.
Okay, so a lot of it is just then asserting yourself. And then sometimes you run into problems of, you assert yourself, if you're a woman, now you are...
considered the B word.
And if you're a man, it's aggressive. So anyway, I understand that. But how to handle yourself in workday situations, which essentially is that, you know, that you do your job. You do the guy's job above you or woman's job above you. Understand the people's jobs below you. So if they falter at one time, you trample them on your way up. Okay, that's probably not what you coach, though, right?
No.
No, okay, all right, okay.
But Carla Barrett is going to be teaching a workshop. That's Wednesday, February 26th. Mark your calendars. It's from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And that's going to be at the Reading Chamber of Commerce. What's going to happen in the workshop?
So this is a workshop that tells you about the most widely used assessment in the nation, the Myers-Briggs type indicator, been around for 70 years or celebrating their 70th anniversary. And what it does is it helps you to understand where people get their energy, how they process information, how they choose to use that information, and how they like to live their daily lives. So they're going to learn their type. There are 16 types, and so they're going to learn that and how to work with their employees and create a very effective and productive team.
16 types. Wow. I'm still thinking about that. Like, okay, give us a couple types, just hypothetically.
Okay, so I'll give you my type. I am an ENFP. So what that means is the E is that I'm extroverted. I'm outgoing. I like to be around people. I get my energy by working with other people. The N is intuitive. I'm more theoretical. I'm a big picture person. I like to think outside of the box. And F is feeling. And it doesn't mean that I just have feelings. It means that I think about other people and I want to involve them. I'm concerned about other people when I make decisions. And the P is that I just like to go with the flow. I don't like to be tied down. I'm okay with, you know, giving me last minute things and, you know, don't tell me I have to do things in, you know, very specific organized order. I just want to be able to do it my own way.
That's cool. So you learn about what type of person you are in this workshop, as well as being able to have the tools to find out perhaps if you are working in an office with people. And again, if you're HR or in a kind of position, maybe you are a business owner and you have 5 or 6 or 10 people working for you. You know, you're, then at that point, you need to know there's some kind of block here. And I don't know as an employer if I'm able to approach that person with this block. This is a tool to help you help them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It helps you with communication and helps you in understanding other people and why they act the way they do or want to work in certain ways.
I think that I need a life coach. I think Bob needs a life coach. I think we need a life coach with Bob and I. Because sometimes close couples get into spats. Right, bad Bob? Just nod your head. but the thing is that a life coach and a workforce coach is, of course, one and the same, and how to get along and how to get the best out of yourself and the people around you. And that's what you do. You come in and take a look and say, okay, this is how we can bring that feng shui into the workplace.
Feng shui, that's the first
thing. That's why I kind of think of it as when you come in and you do something. It's like arranging the things and the people into the right areas so that everybody has a feeling of kind of a zen.
Feng shui. Well, that's Carl's version of it.
Kind of a zen.
It's
feeling
feng shui.
What did I say?
Feng shui. But
well,
that, you know.
See, that's not exactly like, what'd you say?
Feng shui.
It's not exactly like that because this is a little bit different. Otherwise, she would have to change her
algebra. You're going to try to get the feng shui into the feng shui.
I think
Carla Barrett can teach you how to do that.
I think the feng shui is the fact is that you're dealing with people and you're dealing with your environment and you're trying to make it a serene type of environment. When you come in, you just kind of tell everybody, takes a deep breath and goes, oh, you know, you give them special seats that Tim brings in. You know, you give them beer from Wild Card Brewery so they can have little beer breaks all the time. And then you get the chocolate lady in, give some chocolate. You know, I mean, come on. You can make this a very, very serene place.
It's wonderful, Carl. I'm bringing you to my workshop.
I'm good. Thank you.
Into the nose.
We'll get a co-host that day. I'll believe, you know, please. And that's Wednesday, February 26th. Again, register through the Chamber of Commerce. And also there's a lot of stuff going on, Tim. Tell us, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're the marketing representative here for Chamber of Commerce.
First of all, tomorrow's greeters meeting is going to be at Real Deals for Home Decor, which is right here at the Market Street Promenade, over the old downtown Reading Mall.
Gail Buick.
Yep, beautiful place, beautiful store. And so that will be at 7:45 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then we have our Chamboree coming up in a couple days. It's not too late. You can still call the office at 225-4433 to get your tickets. And Carl and Linda are going to be hosting that.
Well,
aren't you? What are you doing?
It's a big honor. Yeah. Well, we're gonna get the opportunity, the great opportunity to announce who's going to be the business person of the year and the business of the year.
Right on.
And that is, we're honored. You know, again, we believe in this community. We believe in, the strength of helping each other and acknowledging each other, even if we're in the same field. It's like, you know what, just, you know, the more the merrier, let's be positive and supportive of each other. And so
we want to, you know, Chamber of Commerce and what we push is we push local businesses. We do. We believe it. If you spend your money in local businesses, everything then grows. You know, if you spend, instead of spending $60 on the internet, you spend that $60 in a local business, that money stays in town. It goes on out. And that if we, you know, I think they, you know, that if, you know, that people support their local businesses, and they look at who their local businesses are, because you know, even though it could be a franchise, the people own the business and everything stays here in town. There may be a little bit goes out, and you look at the local business before you look at the big corporations.
That's right.
Just the way it is, and that way the town stays, our city stays, in Anderson and Cottonwood and all the other cities around here stay stronger. So we're more than happy to push the Chamber of Commerce and the people in the Chamber of Commerce so the people out there can get a choice instead of going, oh, gosh, I'm going to have to go there. Well, no, you don't. We have choices.
So thank you, Carla Barrett, for joining us this morning. And, again, she's going to be teaching the seminar next week on Wednesday the 26th. And do you have any closing thoughts, either one of you? Carla.
I think this was a lot of fun. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, what is it? Feng shui or feng shui?
Feng, F-U-N-G. I don't know how to spell the other part.
Shui. Shui.
It's not S-H-W-A.
I think it's feng shui. I think it's, what is it, Tim?
I have no idea. You totally lost me.
Yeah, people are saying,
feng shui.
You know what? The people already tell me I've got a life coach already. So to watch myself.
Tim, thanks so much. We're really, again, we're very honored that we get to meet. We've had fresh faces the last two Wednesdays. People, well, Carly, we've been in here before, but this is like a whole new world. This is a whole new commitment of what you've decided to go back and then spring forward with your own company. So thank you so much for joining us today.
And, Carla Barrett.
And Tim, we'll see you Friday.
I'm looking forward to it. I rented a tux. It's going to be black on black. My wife is going to be looking hot.
Is this
a tux?
And so, did I get this mixed up with the Wild Turkey Federation?
Yes.
I thought this was a cami tonight.
This is not a cami.
Yeah. Although I did go into the tuxedo place and they do have camouflage tuxedos.
Oh, is not lost.
Should not have said
that's
that.
That's it. He's going.
Should not have said that one. Hey, okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460.
Carla Barrett, thanks.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. at ease.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live and our chat room's right going. Jimmy and Sungold and Angel and Craig and
Boo.
And there's just so many I can't count them. 7:32 in the morning.
That's right. Today is, it's about 50 degrees right now. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 62. Light and variable wind becoming north, northeast around 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning tonight. Partly cloudy with a low of around 42. And it looks like we're going about 5 miles per hour after midnight. So nice, nice weather. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. And again, shout out to one of our sponsors, Redding Spray Service, 20 years in Redding and offering pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments. Give them a call at 221-3007. If you're looking because you're getting bugged about, oh my gosh, spring is coming and how am I going to be able to get all this stuff done, go to Redding Spray.
You know what today is, Linda?
Guess what day it is.
You know what day it is, Bill?
Guess what day it is.
How about you, Bad Bob?
Huh?
What
hey,
day
buddy?
Is this?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is.
What day is this?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is.
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day. Okay, I had to do that.
You were like obsessed.
I had to. You know what? Poor Bob.
Bob and
poor
I have
Bob,
to deal
and
with
you have to deal with this. I understand.
The marine
but think
obsessiveness.
Of this,
I'm
think
not
of this
sure.
As my feng shui.
Thank you. Not feng shua.
It's feng shua.
But today it can be feng shua. Anyway.
And trying to keep the zen going here. But speaking of zen and a great guy. You know, I used the word zen. He just closes his eyes and shakes his head. Bill Ralston is here from our Reading Breakfast Lines. And if it's Bill, it's got to be the Guns, Antique, and Collectible Shows right here, February 22nd, 23rd. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. You got it right.
There you go. That's because you gave me this huge cheat sheet here that I can read, even without my glasses.
Big yellow poster.
You know what? This is something I look forward to all year, as do many. Thousands of other people look forward to this, too. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening?
Well, it's the same routine as last year from down at Redding Civic Auditorium. This weekend, we're a couple weeks earlier than last year. That's February 22nd, 23rd. Doors open at 9 o'clock both mornings. And we have over 100 vendors and 300 tables. And last year, we ran about 4,500 people through.
Wow.
Which was our best year. Mostly thanks to the politicians.
You know what? When you have, I can't help but say this. When you've got a president who talks about taking away guns, and it's Congress that talks about, not the House of Reps, but the Senate, talks about taking away your guns, your firearms, and you have a state that says we're going to take away your guns and firearms and ammo, you can't help but think that people are going to go to a gun show and buy guns and ammo because they're being forced into it. But here's the thing is, it's still there. There's still a big ammo shortage out there, and there's going to be you have an ammo vendor there that comes in that has just tables full of stuff.
Right, and the only problem we're getting to is the worst problem a businessman can have is no inventory. That means he sold everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So our ammo guys, we still have them, but they'll call us up and say, "Hey, I just sold 3 tons at the last show. I'm scrambling to get more." And so even the business guys are having problems keeping up.
Well, it is because, and the fact is that there is no, by the way, my friends, there's no conspiracy out there to keep ammo from you. I've done enough study. I've studied it, but I believe the National Rifle Association, who if anybody is going to say there's a government conspiracy to take your guns and ammo away, has said they've gone to all the ammo plants and they're working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's the fact is that we are buying a lot of ammo. And, well, yeah, the government is too, but we're buying, we the people are buying lots of ammo.
Well, not only is there, there's 300 tables. I think that's amazing when you think about it. There's 300 tables full of antiques and guns and what they would call collectibles. So, you know, when I've been there before, you go upstairs and you have like fantastic antique pieces that would be furniture and or dolls, jewelry, Native American, all kinds of things. And I love to look at I still buy tchotchkes. I love it.
So it's not just guns, you know, there.
It might affect my feng shui, but I love to bring it in.
Well, your feng shui could be worked because if you bring in the right article,
yes,
then your feng doesn't need to be schwa'd so much.
So Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I know my dad's coming into town this week, and you guys, I can just see it. While my mom and I are doing a little fashion show thing, you are going to be... I know where you're going.
We're going down there to visit Bill. Now, Bill, we've got some tickets to give away. We've got 2 tickets to give away to the Reading Gun Show, the Breakfast Lions Club 32nd Annual.
Correct.
Guns, Antiques, and Collectible Show. We have 2 tickets, 605-4567, the first person that calls in. And you know what? You're going to need these tickets because, I mean, it's not that you can't, but if you have your tickets already, you can get in line and just walk through. So 605-4567 if you want 2 tickets to the Breakfast Lions Club's 32nd annual Gun and Antiques and Collection Show. And in fact,
we got a caller now. We'll find out.
See, Which day? Wednesday. We're going to give away 2 more tomorrow and 2 more Friday. So
excellent.
So we're going to be giving those away. That means is that then we talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Even though Bill's not here. Hey, Bill, what's the what would you say is the? I mean, so many people come here, but where's this money go to?
Well, we net approximately $20,000 every year off the show,
mm-hmm.
Okay? All that money goes back into the community, okay? Like we sponsor, we have a program with YMCA for kids. We have a program with the library with kids. We're one of the sponsors for the back-to-school shopping thing for underprivileged kids at Kohl's.
All right.
So
this money just doesn't go back to the Breakfast Lions guys go out and have a barbecue. No, you've always put it back into the community. Do you have a guess or an estimate how much you've put back in the community? You know,
well, every year it's in the neighborhood of $25,000.
Okay, so
and we've been doing it for
20 years.
Fantastic.
32 years. I'm sorry, 32 years. That's a lot of money to go back in there. So, I mean, you're talking well over $1 million back into the community.
Well, the winner of our tickets today is Bob. And, Bob, we are going to have those 2 tickets here at the station, which is 1326 Market Street. You just walk in, and we'll have it in a file for you. So come in and redeem those tickets here, and then go and enjoy. I'm sure they're good for both days.
Anytime
you want to use them, which would be Saturday or Sunday this weekend from 9 to 5. Again, it's the Gun, Antiques, and Collectibles Show, over 300 tables. And you're going to see historical displays, memorabilia, again, antique and modern firearms. We love that because I know I've been there before. Somebody's looking for vintage ammunition to go, that don't make anymore, and they got it at this particular show. And so, you know, that's a wonderful thing. So we thank you so much for being with us this morning, Bill.
Well, we have, and we do, but when we talk about the different tables, Bill, help me out here, because I know that you've got one is a display of, M1s, World War II weapons that you have back there, and with the history of the weapons, in fact, you've got weapons or firearms from both sides, or maybe all three, you know, Japan, Germany, and America.
Yeah, probably the best display is we're fortunate to have the best display of Japanese firearms from World War II, probably in the United States. And he comes every year. And he doesn't sell. He just displays and answers questions. And so if your grandfather left you something, because there was a lot of things brought back from
a few souvenirs, you might say. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know nothing about it, bring it on down. He'll look at it and tell you exactly.
That's the other, excellent. That's the other thing that happens here. You can bring like an heirloom of any type of gun, and you walk in there with it. I mean, it's got to be, make sure it's been, you know, y'all make sure up front that it's safe. Yeah. And that it's, and that when they walk in, I'm sure they're going to find somebody that's got that type of firearm there, and you can learn some history about it too. You know, maybe value and all of this. But, and again, even though we're talking about guns, and there's ammo dealers, there's, optics, there's bags, lots of bags, and all the accoutrements, for shooting is out there, and a lot of hunting stuff, knives. Books. I have found each time I walk out of there with a book, that, you know, it's an older book, but it is still relevant to today. So I can't say enough that, it's not just guns. It covers that whole gamut, like Linda said. Okay, so it's going to be this Saturday and Sunday down at the Civic Auditorium, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Admission is adults $6. Children 12 and under are free if accompanied by an adult. This is no place just to drop your kids off.
No, it's not babysitting service. Yeah, you have to come with your kids, by the way.
Even though I know Bill does babysit his grandkids. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and thank you, Bob, once again, our winner of the tickets today, Bob. And then we'll give away, this time tomorrow we'll give away two, and the next day two. Yeah. So, thanks for all that the Lions Club does. And again, Bill Paulson, thanks so much.
It's like Feng Shui. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Bill. We will see you this weekend.
You're not the only one that has problems with it.
Ralston, yeah.
Just think about the dog food, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Our guns, antiques, and collectibles from our Reading Breakfast Lions Club, 32nd annual. They've given well over $1 million back in our community from this gun show over the last 32 years. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Rusu, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Rusu Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:46 in the morning. Let's hit it.
Say what you like. My generation had some great days.
Yeah. Hey, our phone line's here. 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Angel's talking about somebody that just came up to her door and said, want to buy some solar? She sicked her dogs on them. Angel, that's a little bit harsh there. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further, my friends, than Redding Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State on your new vehicle? Not only great deals, but outstanding service at department and service at all levels. Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177, 555 Cypress Avenue. Okay. Okay, Bob, let's catch up a little bit. You got back in your house last night. We invited you and Brenda over for dinner, thinking is that we needed to kind of give you comfort food because you were still at your house tasty, and you got the word you can move in. Tom Basenko, who's going to be on here at 8 o'clock, actually called you to make sure you're okay. I can't imagine a sheriff doing that.
Well, it was, because Brenda and I were probably the people aside from the, he was a victim of his own folly. We were the ones, us and the people immediately to the north and then across the street. We were the ones in that immediate circle most affected by the incident. And, Tom wanted to make sure that, we knew that things were moving along, and actually it came to a resolution much faster than we had anticipated. We'd expected to be out of the house at least until Thursday or Friday. So apparently the soil samples were expedited and came back safe. And so we didn't get a good look at the situation, and apparently there were press milling around asking all kinds of silly questions. And as a member of the media, I have low tolerance for stupid questions, so it's just as well that I didn't go down there. So,
we're in our home. You work here.
Yeah.
You didn't see it. You know, see, everybody thinks Bob is so level-headed, and he is. And at Bob, nothing spooks Bob. Well, Bob, that's not true. Bob's like everybody else. And you've been out of your house for how many days?
We've been out since the 6th, so you can do the math.
Yeah, there. Well, yeah. But you two, you had friends, and they'll step up and all this because people like you.
Situations like this is when you find out who your friends really are.
And the, I didn't dock your pay, except for that one day when you had to leave early. Okay, so now what did you find last night?
Everything okay?
Yes, there was no damage whatsoever to the property. In fact, the vegetation between the two properties was relatively unscathed. Now, this is just what we were able to see by flashlight. There was, we had gotten a phone call from someone who said that the, representative of the paper was kind of standing in our driveway, and I, relayed that, we would ask that they leave us alone for the time being. And we got home last night, I guess at about, 8:30 or so, and, didn't get a good look around, but we took a little time to check it out and, spotted quite the mess next door that is going to be cleaned up over time. But, thankfully maybe lives can start getting back, to something resembling normalcy.
Well, it looks like,
as it ever gets.
As with you two, that's right. No scorch marks on the house then.
No, the deck was
super,
fine.
Super.
It went as perfectly as such a thing could have gone, because the soaking rains the night before, the prevailing wind was from a favorable direction. My porch was only about 60 feet away from the trailer they had to incinerate. And had this happened in June, it would have been a whole different ballgame.
Yes, and they call them Wind Mariah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, everybody's really happy. You know, we've been fortunate in one way. We're fortunate in a lot of ways. One, Bob and Brenda were safe. The thing didn't go, you know, the whole area didn't go up with a sense of explosions going off out there. Your house came out okay. You got all your animals back. Mm. You two, and Bob, you've been very, very, people are wanting to get things from you to say, oh, I'm angry because of this, but you're not doing it because you're not.
The only irritation I really have is, of course, that the irresponsible person who was playing with the stuff in the first place, and when he had really no business doing so.
Well,
that's
going to be interesting to see what this is going to, he pled, I think he's pleading out to a misdemeanor. And then now you've got the people, you know what? It said, when he did this, they did a survey on the record search line, and it said, how many of you think they should have burned his house down? And 55% did. 45% didn't think they should have burnt the house down. Because he wasn't charged with anything, and then he copped out to a misdemeanor. And now what they're saying isn't, and Tom's going to be on in a few minutes. Now they're saying, well, you mean you burnt down somebody's house for a misdemeanor?
No, they burnt the house down because
it
was
full of explosives.
It was full of chemicals that were hazardous.
And it had nothing to do. I mean, they could have not charged him with anything. And they said, we can't get this moved. It's too dangerous to keep around here. We're going to have to do something. And they tried. They found out all these different things. Okay. Anyway, Bob, we're so glad that you and Brenda are back in. Tapas.
Tapas.
I mean,
you know,
we talked
front
about
page
a little bit about
Cali-
yesterday.
Yeah, California. Yeah. Christine Silver has been the owner of Tapas, and we have loved. You know, I was just in there not too long ago with the girl. Great place for lunch. They have great salads, a wonderful service, and a beautiful bar and back room. In fact, a couple years back, I had some girlfriends throw me a surprise birthday party in that back room. They've had great wine tasting dinners. We've attended those. They just had excellent service and wonderful food. And Christine's really been into, helping the downtown area. She's been, a vital force in supporting downtown businesses, Aviva Downtown. Well, she is closing Tapas, but, for good reasons, in the sense that she's getting married and, she's going to be moving to, the Humboldt County area.
Great.
And the man that she's marrying is in. So she's relocating. And
opening another
restaurant.
We wish her nothing but luck.
The prospect of owning a restaurant in Humboldt County excites her because I can really operate a restaurant with that farm to table concept. This is from, of course, the Record Searchlight this morning. And if you want to read more about that, it's on the front page.
There's another plus about that too. In Humboldt County, people are always hungry. So if you order if you have the right kind of munchies there, I mean, there's no reason you can't make money in Humboldt County.
Hey, Basenko's in the room, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for 20 years. We love the fact. In fact, we had Bob and Brenda over last night. I made meatloaf. And, I thought, you know, after being displaced for 12 days, you guys need some good old fashioned food.
I'm not sure I see that in
Brenda said, I love your house. And I said, yes, we had the pink and blue bathroom from the 40s with the big old steel tub, which I love, but it's nice to be able to take a hot bath with the hot water tank that keeps going.
The tankless water heater.
It's wonderful. So Alliance Heating and Air was just wonderful. They treated us wonderfully. There was a lot of respect, and I just can't say enough about their service. If you're having any kind of issues at all, and you were the cooling system or heating, they have warranty 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They'll come to you, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. Because Brenda was talking about how cool the bathroom was. It's right. Vintage.
Three murders in the last year, in about 10 days, if I remember
that
right.
That was a good segue.
Three arrested. Well, the reason I'm saying that is Sheriff Thomas Winkle's here, and I want to talk about that in the next hour, Sheriff, that you all arrested three people here just yesterday and may have solved three of these murders, three of these five
exactly.
murders. And I can't, you know what, that is just outstanding, and we want to talk about that when we get back, of course. The other thing is water. There's all these things are going on, but water reduction looms right here in Redding because the people from Sacramento have said that, well, you know what, you need to cut back in your water. So we're looking at you all cutting back 60% to those on, south of the, on the south bank north of, to get your water, on the south bank north of, Dieseldorf Bridge and Anderson, you know, so the ranch is out there. So, you know, it's half of Redding and a lot of people down south of us. This proposal has already been met with an aghast look by the city council and the staff who have said, look, we expected a cut of maybe, 20%, not 60%, so we're pushing back. So it hasn't happened yet. But here's the big thing, my friends. Again, drought. Do you need to have that green yard? Do you need to have the green yard? Do you need to have, flush the toilet?
What?
Every time. Let's just get along with this. Okay, Tom's almost fell off his chair. There's a saying, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
That was the mantra of the 80s.
There you go.
Okay, so,
that's right.
Let me just share that.
Let's just talk about the fact that how many ways can we save water? And then the other thing is they're going to force you into getting these low volume, high failure toilets here in the future.
Did I tell you that when we had our Fix-It guy come in the other day that he said if you sell your house, all people who new residents have to change all of their old toilets into the new flush? I said, you're kidding. He said, no.
Well, I think we're going to put compost heaps there so that it's these waterless type of, so you don't even use water like
that. Why don't we
just
do a hole like in China?
Honey buckets out there and just take it out and dump it next door. They've got a swimming pool. Does this mean that...
Hey, when Carl got back from Iraq, I just have to share this. When Carl got back from Iraq, his view on water was that you're letting the water run while you're brushing your teeth.
Yeah. People don't realize that how much water we waste.
You do not need to flush the toilet. Unless it's number two, of course. But I know that sounds gross, but you're coming from a place where you have very little water. And we are spoiled. So what can we do to cut back? It's something for you to really think about. It's a great family discussion. It's a great table discussion.
Well, things that people are doing is that if you want water in restaurants, you're going to ask for it. They're not just going to automatically give it to you.
That's been something that has been implemented
been
for a while.
And the other thing, too, is, of course, hotels and all that say, hey, look, just use one towel because it's costing, so many gallons of water and all that. Just use one towel, and just hang it up. Or how about the sheets? That we don't need to change the sheets every day.
Yeah, there's
not
a level
every day. Who does that?
Your warm up water for your shower captured in a bucket. What we're doing already is the warm up water for the shower captured in a bucket and use that to take care of the
water. Your plant. That's a great idea. It's a great idea. Carl's reading the chat room.
The other thing and Sungold says the saying is if it is yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. That was in the paper. That's okay. And then Boo
just
wants
don't forget when you have
Bing
company.
Boo wants to talk about feng shui. He wants to fix his garage. I think that's true, but I think you should be able, you can use feng shui in everything. In fact, I would think the sheriff would want to do it in the jail so he'd bring some serenity to his prisoners.
Yeah, but it does work. People say it does work.
In fact, people just couldn't wait to get into jail. Oh, wait a minute. They can't wait to get into jail as it is. It's keeping them.
Using the same logic that environmentalists like to use for global warming, I would submit that the reason for the drought is because we have a brown in office again.
Brown California. Well, if it's brown, flush it. Okay, never mind. I will not go there. Because
no,
actually, Jerry Brown,
Jerry
Brown, he actually vetoed some horrendous gun grab bills that were coming through there. So, okay.
Oh, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we've got Sheriff Thomas Enkel here. We're going to be talking about, you know, headline news, the murder cases, and hear it firsthand here. Thanks so much for listening to us this morning. We'll be back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. home construction fell in January for a second month, but the weakness in both months reflected severe winter weather in many parts of the country, part of the reason why David Crow, chief economist for the National Association of Home Builders, is not concerned about the drop.
There's nothing really to read into a small decline in January. It's simply month-to-month fluctuations. I'm still expecting 2014 to be a good year for home building and home buying.
The Commerce Department says builders started work at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 888,000 units. That's down 16% from the December figures. The cost of producing goods and services in the U.S. rose slightly in January, with higher food prices being partly offset by cheaper gas. We get a report from SRN's Jeremy House.
The Labor Department says the producer price index increased 0.2% last month. That followed a 0.1% rise in December. In the past year, producer prices have gone up just 1.2%. below the Federal Reserve's preferred target rate. Excluding the cost of food, energy, and markups by wholesalers and retailers, so-called core prices ticked up just 0.1%.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Police in three states today are searching for a 10-year-old girl who was abducted last night while walking near her home in southwest Missouri.
It blows my mind. It really blows my mind.
That's about all one neighbor could say to KSPR-TV in Springfield.
They play out here on the streets all the time, little kids do.
Police say a 45-year-old man is jailed on suspicion of first-degree murder in the case. Forecasters are warning of possible flooding in areas of the U.S. that have been pounded with weeks of snow and ice. In Chicago, the National Weather Service is telling residents who live along rivers to in flood-prone areas to prepare for possible high waters. The mounds of snow piled up in yards and along streets finally melt. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Four Democratic U.S. senators have introduced a bill aimed at curbing mobile device theft and helping consumers protect their data if their smartphones are stolen. The Smartphone Theft Protection Act would require all smartphones sold in the U.S. to come equipped with a kill switch. State Senator Mark Leno says cell phone carriers in some cases are opposed to the kill switch because it costs them money.
Part of their revenue stream is made up of about $8 billion in selling you and me insurance. As they tell us, you know, rising crime in these devices, you might want to protect yourself just in case.
The switch also would allow owners to remotely wipe their personal data from their devices in the event that it is stolen. A chain reaction crash involving an estimated 50 vehicles has shut down a 13-mile stretch of westbound Interstate 80 in western Pennsylvania. State transportation officials say the pileup of the icy highway involves several tractor-trailer rigs, even a gasoline tanker. This is SRN News. Just a week after the White House announced it would delay part of the health care law's employer mandate for another year, the head of the Republican Study Committee wants the same thing to be done for individuals.
Louisiana Republican Steve Scalise has introduced legislation that would delay the individual mandate until 2016. In a statement, Scalise says families deserve the same relief from what he calls the Obamacare train wreck that select corporations are being offered by the White House. The Freeing Americans from Inequitable Requirements Act, or FAIR for short, would essentially postpone the individual mandate for everyone until the employer mandate takes full effect. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average off to a slow start after enjoying a fairly stable session yesterday, but it did lose 24 points. Right now in early trading, it's down about 15. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is February the 19th. It's Wednesday, and you know what day that means? Well, you'll find out in a couple of minutes. It is 8:06 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. KCNR 1460 is our, we were streaming and people are into our chat room. Yes, I've had four cups of coffee. And we're going to start off with our friend Chris Lasondock from our Wells Fargo Advisors with our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Guess what day it is?
It's Hump Day!
Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 62 points at 16,193. The S&P 500 is adding 4 points at 1845, while the NASDAQ composite is down just about 1 point at 4272. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 186 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 12 cents at 22.53, Intel's down a dime at 24.66, Apple down $4.17 at 541.82, while Microsoft is up a quarter at 37.67. Of local interest, Safeway down a dime at $34 even, Costco's off 43 cents at $114.93, and Reading Bank of Commerce down a nickel at $6.01. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.69%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's up 40 cents a barrel at $102.50, and precious metals are slightly lower, with gold down 19 cents an ounce at $13.20.80, while silver's down 3 cents at $21.85. This is Chris Lasondack at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. I'm glad that Chris, you know, Chris knows everything that's going on. He knows what's going on in Wall Street. He knows that it's hump day. You can always get a hold of Chris and the other great advisors down at Wells Fargo at 243-7561. Stop by Park Marina Drive. Say hello to them.
Currently 52.
They're the ones that will give you the best advice.
Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today. Our forecast is with a high near 62. We're going to have light and variable winds, north-northeast, 5 to 9 miles in the morning. And tonight, looks like we're going to have partly cloudy with temperatures around 42. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Okay, last night was after we had had the cat fight the night before and stayed up all night with stray cats spraying everywhere, the dog barking, Carl not sleeping. Last night was a fabulous night of just... So I went to that place that you, I feel like a million bucks now because I slept so hard and it was wonderful to be in our sleep number bed and I'm at 45.
Last night I snuck a 40 in on you. I was asleep number 35. Yes, you know, last night because I was doing it, I snuck a 40 in on you and maybe that's your number. You know, as we get older and as we move around, our numbers change. But let me tell you something. A sleep number is one of the only beds that is clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. It contours to your neck, shoulders, back and hips for a more proper spinal alignment. And with the dual air technology, Linda can have her 40 number, mine's 35. And it just, you know, I can tell you since we've had the bed, we have slept so much better. And right now, in the final days of the Ultimate Sleep Number event, the largest closeout event of the year with savings of 50% on the Innovation Series limited edition beds exclusively at the Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center. Go on down and talk to the Sleep Number professionals, and they'll, you know, they will show you what your number is, show you how this can help you sleep. I'm not exaggerating, but I've had a text from people that just bought the bed and said for the first time they're sleeping all through the night. And, you know, when I hear that, that makes us happy to know is that they're having the same experience we are. It's Sleep Number. And, you know, in fact, I think they should put Sleep Numbers in the jail. Because along with the feng shui, Sheriff Basenko.
Don't even go there.
Along with the feng shui, Sheriff Basenko, you would have them sleeping better at night. You wouldn't have to worry about them, doing things in the middle of the night because he'd sleep through the night. And then with everything is arranged in a certain way, there'd be nothing but serenity and happiness in the jail.
Linda, I think I have to take his fingerprints because I want to make sure this guy is still car or bought.
I know he's kidding, but it still grosses me out.
Okay, but you know what today is? Do you really know what today is?
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. I'm sorry, Tom.
You have to see. It's a camel, okay?
It's like a camel, otherwise some obnoxious
oh, yeah, person.
If you haven't seen that, that's right. Okay, Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest. Sheriff Basenko, I have to say probably in the last 10 days, for 2 weeks, you've probably had one of your more exciting segments of your career, you might say.
Absolutely. A lot went on this last week, and my hat's off to all the men and women of the staff that put all this together for the Chaparral incident, the Cal Fire, Shasta County Fire, my folks at the Sheriff's Office, our bomb folks who work closely with other bomb technicians from surrounding counties and the FBI. They put it all together. Developed that plan for the incineration and did it with surgical precision to where there wasn't other properties that were damaged.
Well, you know, this thing started, of course, with an explosion inside the house that resulted in the loss of a left hand. I guess partial blindness in one of his eyes, a shattered arm, flash fire inside the house that went out without having to be put out by this gentleman.
And actually very fortunate because there was chemicals in there that would have reacted with water. And the fire personnel that initially made entry, they recognized some danger signs and backed out. And even just a fire personnel or medical personnel walking in there could have caused another reaction.
Well, that's interesting you said that our team knew that, because I remember an explosion back on the East Coast, if you remember, in the Heartland, that a fire was going, and when they went in there, they hit it with water, and its simple chemistry just blew this whole place up, killing, I think it was 25 people. Our guys knew when they walked in that this, you know, if we hit this with water, we're going to have a real problem here.
And that's why we have such well-trained professionals here in public safety, whether it be the fire side of it or the law enforcement side.
Well, and then from there, of course, the first responders get him out of there, and you all realize that, we've got a problem here. Then you started the evacuations.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, the one closest to it was, you know, Bob sitting right here with us.
Bob's house was only about 60 feet away, and we got that area secured. And then eventually, once the bomb techs were able to make another inspection, they were only good to go so far in, and then they recognized the danger as well.
Was it that volatile?
Absolutely.
Was it that volatile? Because of liquids?
Was it a little liquid? Bit of liquids and everything. Excuse me. But recognized there was an explosion in the house. So that explosion dispersed other chemicals that were on his workbench, mixed them all together. Shotgun shell primers that were unused. They were ready to go. And they can also go off by stepping on them. So this volatility in this room was huge. The bomb techs get in there and said, don't take another step, and was able to extract themselves safely. And then there was chemicals in there, well, one of them being HMTD, which is a very, very volatile chemical, especially when it's homemade. That adds to the volatility and sensitivity of it.
Okay. You know, we've got to take a break. We have less breaks, more talk. But we have to take a break now. When we get back, I'd like to talk about that chemical in itself.
Okay.
Because a lot of people, I don't think, understood the volatility of this and a couple other things. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California, and Store Deli, four nutritionists on the staff to help you, assist you. Classes on health and diet, raw foods, organic foods. I can't say enough about Orchard Nutrition. So in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, give them a call at 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition, which, by the way, is one of the places you can buy amazing foods for life. The gluten-free meals that have been started right here in a gluten-free factory right here in Redding and are sweeping through California and getting ready to go national. We'll be right back after these messages with our Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 8:18 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. If you have a question for Sheriff Basenko, or just throw them here on the on our chat pack here. Phone lines here, 605-4567, KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. They are having, you know, their Valentine's Day weekend was a huge success, but now they're going to have a winemaker's dinner March the 7th. Linda and I will be going attending that, and it is just an absolutely fabulous way to taste their new wines. They're very successful, award-winning other wines, and have a five-star dinner, five-star food from Sheriff John Stadelli. Not Sheriff, Chef John Stadelli. Yeah. And you know what? Frankly, Tom, you'll probably be up there cooking too. Give them a call at 474-5546 for reservations. It's, they only take so many people. I think they can only have, they only have like 60 people there that, for this, because it is very special. So give them a call, 474-5546 in Sommo Vineyards. Sheriff Basinko, Tom Basinko is our guest. And Sheriff, you know, I've been in lots of places, and including walking into a house that we were there looking at that was loaded with, I mean, few thousand pounds of explosives, and it was rigged to go, and other places that are rigged to go. The and it was, of course, they were 155 rounds, 105 rounds, sometimes a 500-pound bomb that hadn't gone off that they were getting ready to explode. All of this, all of these things had one thing in common, is that they were military munitions, and they were very stable.
That's exactly right.
In the sense,
right.
Stable. Now, what you found in the house was?
What we call them is HMEs, homemade explosives. The difference between commercial-grade military explosives and HMEs is the stability and the high standards in which commercial-grade, military-grade explosives are manufactured. HMEs, by their very nature, are improvised. They're very unstable. They have a very unknown potency, usually, and are very volatile. A chemist in the back east somewhere was working with some HMTD, and he was not an explosives chemist. He was making some, and he blew off his hand as well. Another one called mercury fulminate is that's the primary ingredient in blasting caps. Usually stable, but again, when it's an HME, can be very volatile and very unstable, and that's what exactly, more than likely, what went off in this person's hand and blew it off.
Well, the and then after like we said, after it explodes, then it spreads itself over the house, and then then the volatility of it. So I think people need to understand is that even if this had just been truly a misguided way of making some kind of hobby, there was no choice at that point. Tom, you couldn't clean it out.
That's exactly right.
And you couldn't leave it there.
With it being dispersed on the floor, on surfaces, and all over the place, all this mixture of chemicals and potentially the HMTD, if you could walk in and step on something, just two crystals of this laying next to each other, and if they move a certain way, touch them, friction, heat, that could cause a reaction and the whole place could go up. And then loss of life, if you had our experts, our bomb technicians in there, and that's what we didn't want to see, is a loss of life or other injuries by anybody else.
Yeah. I have, comments in here. You can tell the mental state of this guy. I fill my house with love and the things I love and my husband loves. This, and I'm just reading, this nut job filled his house with explosives. And, with no thought of his wife's safety and all this.
And his wife knew about what was going on.
How long has he been doing this?
A number of months. We had some photographs that we shared at our community meetings and our press conferences of his little lab on the back porch, and then some other ones. And a lot of this was inside the house as well. But I was very fortunate that the professionals that we had there working with it understood the volatility and the potential for life-threatening and other property there. Also, a big shout-out to San Diego County Sheriff's Office. When this started developing, I was immediately on the phone because I knew of a situation down there a few years ago.
Yeah, they had one down there.
And they just pulled out the stops, got me all the information I needed. Their professionals were on the phone with myself and my staff, and we got basically everything that we needed from them to put us way ahead of the curve in dealing with this.
Now, from what I understand, okay, so now you decided the best experts are saying, okay, look, we can't go in and clean it up. We can't just go in there and hose it. We can't get hazmat in there, just put it in some bags and walk away with it.
That's all right.
We've got to destroy it. What method did you use to destroy the house, or is that a secret?
The method was incineration of the home. It has to be a very hot fire and a long-lasting fire, and that's the safest way usually to – one of the two safest ways to dispose of chemicals – and explosives. Sometimes when we find old dynamite laying around and it's crystallized, mm-hmm. and it's separating, they'll pour diesel on it, get a fire going, and burn it. The hazmat for hazmat disposal of chemicals commercially is at an incinerator burning at about 1,200 to 1,800 degrees. A home, when it burns, can reach temperatures of up to 3,000 degrees.
How did you set the house on fire? And I know I want people to hear what some of the things you used, or is that a classified?
Heat, oxygen, and fuel.
Okay, but you don't want to.
I don't want to disclose the techniques, but
can you disclose one thing?
The house was prepared.
Okay, so this wasn't something you just lit off. You went in there and laid stuff out. Okay.
The fire experts, Cal Fire, Shasta County Fire, they know how to put out fires, but they also are well trained in fire and fire behavior. So between the fire guys and my bomb guys, they developed a plan to prepare the house for incineration and got it prepared. And then the bomb technicians were several hundred feet away, but very close in. And then they ignited it remotely.
Okay. And then obviously everybody saw the pictures and all that burnt. So it was successful. A question just came in that I saw. It says, was the gentleman under surveillance for narcotics?
We had a report sometime earlier that perhaps there may have been a drug lab there, but of course later we found out that it wasn't a drug lab. It was
an explosive lab.
It was an explosive lab. So we had received some reports of that. And it put out in the media, he had no criminal background, some traffic tickets and stuff, but no arrest record, no known ties to extremist groups or anything like that.
You know, that was one of the things that came out. I tell you what, when this thing first broke out, I can't believe the things that were written in the record search light. Of course, not the record search light itself, though sometimes those are kind of specious. But all the comments that there, obviously this man belongs to the Tea Party. Oh, he's a right-wing conservative. Oh, he's one of these. So it was interesting to find out that he was kind of like didn't belong to anything except the Star Wars Club. And you know what? I heard something to the effect that he was trying to make a rocket fuel.
That's what he claimed. And basically stuck with it.
So what did he – he just pled to a misdemeanor?
He hasn't pled yet.
Okay.
The district attorney's office and his attorney worked out a deal that basically due to the life-threatening situation, he would have to fully disclose what the chemicals and the explosives were in his home. Which he did, and then the second part is that he would have to go in and then plead out to possession of a destructive device.
Okay.
That was mainly to gain further intelligence and further information to know what was in the house, because the bomb technicians can only do a brief visual, and then they took some photographs and then started to put together a plan and made some estimates on those chemicals. And then there was still a whole room that they couldn't get to, so it was a big room of unknown that was in there. And the bomb technicians made the estimates, and albeit close to what Mr. East had in there, they were very conservative in their estimates, and probably the biggest discovery, they probably figured there was HMTD there, but he admitted to having 10 ounces of it, nearly 300 grams. And when professionals work with this stuff, they work in a quantity of 1 gram or less. A gram is about what a pack of sugar is on your restaurant table.
And he made this.
He made this.
He made them. I mean, we're going to take a break here. I want to go into some other things. And that's what I want to. So he made did he make most of this stuff? And I know people say, well, what were they? What were the chemicals? And you've said, well, frankly, I'm not going to tell you, just like I'm not going to tell you how we blew the house up or burnt the house down. But did he make a lot of, was he able to buy stuff on the outside and then combine it?
You can buy the chemicals.
You can buy inerts and then you mix them together.
Exactly,
they become very, very dangerous.
Correct. And,
how do you prevent something like this?
Very difficult. In the drug world, the precursor materials are heavily monitored and restricted now in the United States. And so if you try and go and buy some of those things, there's usually some flags for that. In the, explosive worlds, they don't have that.
You're right. They don't, because how do you say, okay, well, I understand that with ammonia.
Well,
ammonia,
at,
they've treated ammonia, so you can't use it.
In the Oklahoma bombing, the explosives to make and amplify it, they used AMFO, which is essentially ammonium nitrate fertilizer and diesel fuel. And then you have to have another igniter, explosion, but that amplifies the explosion of whatever you're using.
And from what I understand that they've treated, I think they're treating this in a way that you can't. Anyway,
gunpowder. Legitimate to own and use.
Of course.
But you can use it for bad purposes. There wasn't any reloading equipment there, even though he had 20-plus pounds of smokeless powder and a bunch of black powder and the components to make black powder, which is fairly simple, too.
Oh, black powder is another simple chemical equation that you can put together with inert objects that then cause explosions.
Correct.
Okay, our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. We've talked about what happened out on Chaparral. We've talked about the background in it, what they've done, what happened to bring in the sheriff's department, also the types of explosives, why they're so volatile, why they had to just burn the house down, why they burned it down before it exploded, because eventually it would with the volatility of the chemicals, and how they did it. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back after the break and talk about the arrest of three people for suspicion of murder that happened last year under this week or 10 days we had of several people being murdered. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted you to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It is Wednesday, the 19th of February.
That's kind of a cool tune, that would be like a really cool song to have on your, the alarm clock. So the alarm clock goes off and boom, boom, boom. You throw the covers back and you're like, my days happening now.
Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by, wow, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great haircuts. Discounts for seniors and veterans, great prices. You're not going to find better prices in town. And, of course, it's Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. It means a lot. You're not going to see Oprah or Dr. Phil on the TV in there. No, it's sporting events. It's NASCAR. It's all of those things. NASCAR and, you see the Olympics now, baseball and all those kind of things. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our friends there. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. And Tom, we just had, last year, in a space of 8 or 9 days, we had the two gents found out at Ingot.
Correct.
Killed and burned. And then there was a shooting up
Bass Pond. There's
Bass Pond, and they found a burning car and somebody there. Mm-hmm. But then there was the one where the father shot the son.
Correct.
And then there was one other, all in this,
one up off Lake Boulevard.
Right. Within 10 days of each other. And,
correct.
And it was kind of like, what the heck is going on here? So we haven't heard anything about it since then until last night or yesterday afternoon, and you all have, the Sheriff's Department has busted three people for suspicion of murder, and they are tied into each other.
My detectives were working very, very hard. We have a minimal amount of detectives due to budget reductions over the years, and they were putting in a lot of very long and hard hours. And then at some point it looked like the one in Ingot and Bass Pond could be tied in together, and it had a lot of the same players and some ties to the dope world. Newsflash, imagine that. And then they were able to, through their investigations and contacts, finally get enough information and evidence put together to end up with the arrest warrants. We've been working closely with the district attorney's office, who normally we do when we have homicides, murders, and put this all together. And then yesterday, three people were arraigned in court on these charges.
One of them has already kind of started talking about it, haven't they, according to the paper?
According to the paper, yeah.
Okay, but yeah. That means nothing. As we know, they put anything in there in the paper.
I think the paper also posted what we call the summary of events. They posted that on the paper, which is a public document because it has to be presented in court. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of summarizes our investigation, the evidence, what led up to the arrest warrants.
And then I saw press releases that y'all put out.
And then some of these individuals could be looking at capital punishment case too. That'll be decided by the district attorney's office.
We see capital case. That means
death penalty. Potentially death penalty. Yes.
Tomorrow morning, in fact, we're having, our San Quentin show.
Oh.
And we're going to talk about 737 condemned men.
Right.
In San Quentin. And we're going to have the captain there, Ed Schroeder.
Great guy.
And he's bringing somebody up from there too.
So, and that trip you made and where you got to go and see and talk to people is probably a once in a lifetime trip that not many people, if any, get to do what you were able to do.
And we were able to talk to some of the inmates themselves.
Right. Thank you, Ed.
Ed Schroeder, who's done, and it'll be on tomorrow. But I tell you, it opened my eyes to a lot of things. And we'll talk about it tomorrow, but when I see this, and I see the people they've got down there, and then I see, that this is, you said it could be tied into drugs. Mm-hmm.
I won't elaborate until it starts breaking through and everything.
And then the people are front page. But the big thing is that was, we talked about that for a couple of days.
Right.
And as you can imagine, when people are talking, they said, what's going on? But everybody said the same thing, and I can say this, is that everybody thought it had something to do with drugs. Because anything that goes down in this county that's bad, usually, I would say 90% has something to do with drugs.
Right.
Around
September through November, we had some shootings and stabbings and these homicides and others. A lot were related to drugs and marijuana, right during that same time as the marijuana harvest time. So people, a warning to rip off each other, and we had several responses to that. And so it does create crime and cause crime.
Yeah, people talk about marijuana like it's, and I understand people, you know, some people use marijuana. We have friends that it genuinely is a medicinal thing for him that helps him with some stuff. But it's the oil of it. It's not like he's smoking
it. And that's what the law was made for.
And that's what it's meant for.
But there are other people that want to exploit the law and basically make profit at it behind the veil of saying it's for medical purposes. Commercial operations, and we're talking sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars that these people are going back and forth under the veil of it, but it's reality for commercial operations.
Okay, well, let's talk about this. So we're going to have some people in there, of course, proponents of keeping the marijuana laws the way they are, being able to grow and all
right.
What do you see on Tom? You know, there are people, oh, you're spending all this money on eradicating marijuana instead of going after meth. But there's
usually
two
they're they're also tied together. Oftentimes, meth and marijuana are tied together. We call them polydrug organizations or sometimes polydrug dealers because they just don't specialize in one. And we do see that quite a bit with our narcotics task force. And then methamphetamine, we're seeing an uptick in heroin making a comeback in the county as well. And that all causes drug-related crimes from theft, assaults, murders, burglaries, and such.
Yeah, people are saying here, if people want to have it as a prescription drug, then let's do that. You know, let doctors prescribe it. Let it come out of pharmacies.
And in order to do that, there would have to be a change at the federal level. Marijuana is considered a Schedule I drug, which means it's unlawful and there's no medical use for it. Now, there's 20-plus states that have legalized it either completely or in some form for medical purposes, such as California.
And then you have Oregon. Not Oregon, but Washington and Colorado. Colorado's looking at, and this is the, they said that they've got, what, $100 million business, but they're also having problems with it there, too, I think.
Of course they will. But number one, it's still illegal federally, currently, and it's still illegal in California unless you have a medical recommendation.
Well, I think, you know, frankly, the people, never mind. I'm going so far to the right of Attila the Hun on this one. And it's got nothing to really do the marijuana.
No, the Board of Supervisors recently addressed and
outlawed it.
And outlawed it. Basically what they did, well, no, that's not correctly.
You're right. They didn't outlaw it. You're right.
They made further restrictions for the ordinance, which was no outdoor growing. They banned outdoor growing. It has to be in a accessory building, a shop, barn, garage. And then you have to have it on a residence. The parcel has to have a residence on it. And then if it has to be to code, if you have plumbing or electrical in there, and it has to have some type of filtration device to filter the odor away, because that's a huge amount of complaints that we get. And then no matter how big your accessory building is, you can only have 12 plants. Doesn't matter if you have 100 recommendations, you can only have 12 plants. And so they enacted that ordinance. It takes effect sometime towards the end of the month, because there had to be a 30-day appeal period, and then we'll be enforcing it.
Well, people are going to just break that law left and right.
We'll enforce it.
What happens though, Tom, when you got somebody that's got
they've got 50
plants out there in their backyard?
And they could say, I'm growing for other people.
You're not going to put your deputies out on that. I mean, are you?
We could.
But in reality, we're making a law.
50 starts pushing that number up.
Yeah.
But if somebody had two plants in their backyard, they're not coming up on the radar. But we're looking at the 50, 100, 200, 300
At that
plants.
Point, now it's worth your time. But, you know, we are so short of sheriffs and deputies. Not sheriffs. We have one sheriff, but all deputies. But and people do this. And from what I understand, they're cutting funds from the drug, you know.
We call it Burns JAG. That's the JAG funding we get from federal government.
And cutting off on that. So, I mean, what we're saying here is if it gets down to a priority of us keeping the people safe or going after drugs, unless they've got some kind of special money there, you know, what we've done is we've said this is wrong. This is against our law in our county. However,
Board did carve out some money to fund an officer for marijuana enforcement for the deputy sheriff and for code enforcement, which goes towards the enforcement of the code.
And you've mentioned that before, code enforcement.
We've combined those two together, and they'll be out enforcing this marijuana ordinance. It's not enough staff to do it, but we don't have the revenues, the money budget-wise, to put a whole force out there. But we will be enforcing it as best we can and prioritizing those most egregious violators of the ordinance.
I guess it's, we got to take a break here. I guess you just can't go out there with, you know, Roundup and just spray it and just say, no, 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 and spray all their plants.
No, that'd be a whole other issue. And then if they harvested them and sold it with the Roundup on there, that causes more problems. But, we're going to be doing the best that we possibly can do with the resources that we have available and enforcing laws in a fair and, consistent manner.
Okay. We're going to take a break, come back, new jail, new hiring, a lot of different things are coming on here. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's Homemade Pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's Meatballs with the Meatball Kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami, and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to
happen. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. How are you on this beautiful, Carl calls it, hump day?
It's hump day. Hump day. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by friends at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, yeah, you know, Valentine's Day is over, but so what? Go down there and find something that Leonard and Associates have. They've got it, loose gems. They've got bracelets, watches, necklaces, you name it. They have it, a direct conduit to Israel for diamonds. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, plus the only watch repairman, trained watch repairman in this area. And if you're trying to get your watch repaired, guess what? It's going to end up there anyway. Cut out the middleman. Head straight to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great deals, great prices, and he is honest. All right. And speaking of somebody that's honest, we have Sheriff Tom Basinko with us.
Thank you. Yeah. Good morning.
So what's your sleep number there? Okay, never mind, Tom. Okay, now let's go into we've got like 10 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like this new format too, but please everybody bear with us a little bit because our mind is set to a certain rhythm here, and I get to a certain point and then we've got to just keep going.
Right.
But I do like this a lot better too. Tom, we're talking about what's the latest on the new jail?
We're moving forward with CEQA, which is the California Environmental Quality Act, which we have to do some preparation there, and also getting ready to go out to a request for proposal for architectural plans and design so we can continue to move forward. Then we'll be working with the state on getting the facility moving. That takes there won't be a lot happening visually for a year, for a year or two before we can get everything in place, before we dig a shovel of dirt and get to building that thing.
Are we talking about a very functional place?
Absolutely. I'm more I'm not the glittery guy. I want functionality, utilitarian, and efficiency.
Cinder block,
exactly.
Stamped concrete, you can feng shui it in there.
Get more bang for your buck.
There you go.
So we can efficiently and effectively use the tax dollars that we're using and trying to get the most for the dollar.
Absolutely. And then the latest, I think, probably in the technology too, to make jobs easier with cameras and all those kind of things.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of electronics there, cameras and monitoring systems. We may go to video visitation rather than person-to-person visitation through glass because it takes staff to move people. And the inmates, even though it may be electronically, you still have to have staff to push the buttons to get them to the visiting area. This way you could have electronic. And a lot of jails are, well, I won't say a lot, but some of the newer jails are going to video visitation.
How about
much like Skyping.
Okay, but we do that a lot here. How about the chipping of prisoners or people out on you release them instead.
Haven't gotten to a chipping level yet.
Instead of putting
But we do have the ankle bracelets. And in fact, a local news guy, Mike Mangus for 7, he did a report where he was on an ankle bracelet for a few days and reported on that for monitoring for GPS.
Oh, hell, half of our producers have them on for a lot longer than 7 days.
I have turned down requests from Linda, who wanted to get a GPS bracelet for Carl, but I said, no, we can't do that.
I was hunting, honey. I was hunting.
No, that's all right. He doesn't really understand it, but there is a chip that's installed. I did it while he was sleeping, and any time I want to turn it on, I've already had my Secret Service person that I know. He's got a chip that I can turn it on anytime I want to find out where he is, so I know. And he's honest.
I'm pretty hard not to
find. We can find him circling the gun show or the gun shops.
Any place that Hoppy's is sold.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember the story, too, about – because Linda, she says, oh – it's Hoppy's day. And I said, yeah, but remember what Tom Basinko did when he dumped the whole quart of Hoppy's into on the new carpet at his house.
Oh yeah. That was a long time ago, but boy, my wife don't let me forget it.
Okay, Tom.
I didn't mind it, but she did.
What about the jail? What do you think of this? I'm just going to ask. Why can't we take Stillwater and put a new jail there?
Well, it's a business park, but you need.
Why can't we change it out?
That would be something, but we already have for this proposal, for this jail, we already have to have a site selection, which helped get us a preference point, which will be located off of Breslauer Lane.
Is it where the juvie is now?
A little bit up the street from there.
So
it's kind of where the old work release was. We've reopened work release.
Okay.
We have expanding work release out, which is down there now. The inmates are out picking up more trash and doing more things. But there's some vacant fields there, land,
right.
And that's where it'd be placed, somewhere between East Side Road and Veterans Lane.
I know who lives out there. This is going to be interesting.
That's where it'll be placed and built, and we'll get that going and help with the issues
It'll help for like a week, right?
It'll help for accountability for sentenced people, which is we don't have space for the sentenced people because the jail's full of unsentenced people. We're going to have services and programs there for rehabilitation.
I'm glad you said that, Tom, because one of the things we're going to hit on tomorrow, and I think that one of the things we're going to be talking about at San Quentin is the number of what has happened over the last few years with the rehabilitation programs they have here. They've got something like 97 rehabilitation programs and over 3,000 volunteers that help at San Quentin. Mm-hmm. And you're considering that 737 of these, of the prisoners are in there on death row condemned. They're not leaving.
That's right.
So, I mean, and they're still using rehabilitative services in there. So what we're doing here is taking people that actually might have a future if we could get them trained.
Right. You know, okay. The governor did get a bit of a reprieve.
Yes,
maybe a pardon, to, pardon the pun, extend out, the capacity releases. So it gives them a couple, years of breathing room to come up with a solution to reduce the prison population rather than just opening the gates. And that's a plus for California. That's a plus for the California counties. But they'll probably need all of that 2 years to try and develop some,
well, we know.
Measures.
I mean, this is
to
such
work.
A mess.
But the prison system is still overcrowded. They'd still not reached the benchmarks as required by the Supreme Court. But the governor was able to go through an appeal process and get a couple of years of breathing room to still develop a plan.
Okay. So it sounds like we're moving forward with this.
Yes.
It's going to, you know, as we know, it's we still have an overabundance of bad guys and girls.
Yes.
Tom, when we start talking about, you know, great job y'all did, first of all, on the homicides, and we talked
Thanks.
About that. And also the time and manpower it took on for Chaparral.
Mm-hmm.
It drains you of other, being able to put assets in other areas. I asked Rob Pelletti this last week. What do you need to do your job? And Rob said, as far as personnel, Rob said that he'd like to get back to the, you know, it's like 2007, the number of personnel there. He needs like another 25, including his community service officers and his sworn officers, so he can get them back on the street. What do you need, Tom?
I would need at least that. We lost a total of, about 45 positions in 2009 due to budget reductions, over $4 million. Not all of those were filled positions because
right.
there was some that was,
yeah.
was that, but we lost about 20 or 25 positions of live bodies, and nearly a dozen of those were deputy sheriffs. I'd like to get all those back, but we're still at about 1980 levels. And Supervisor Les Baugh, I'm working with him, he's proposed of trying to get about $1.3 million for us over the next few years to get deputies on the street and support staff. And it takes it a little bit of step at a time. The revenues for the county have to be there for money coming in, and it's starting to have a little bit of a turn there. And we do need more people on the streets. When you put more officers out, you need support staff, clerical staff to help them. And so it's a big ripple effect when you just add officers. But we do need more out there for officer safety, for community safety, and for personal safety.
And so don't you believe then is that the first priority in a we start talking about where the money goes to is, and I want you to be, you know what, and frankly, Tom, I want you to be controversial on this. Don't you think where the money should go to, I mean, under what the Constitution says and what we should believe in is for public safety?
In fact, within the articles of the California Constitution, it does say that, and I'm paraphrasing, but the first priority for government should be public safety.
And the second one is something like infrastructure or something
right.
like this. So what is the problem? I realize, oh, we've only got so much money as, you know, the rest of it, state tells us to do this and all that whining. But what is the, if that is the prime directive, why isn't that being done?
Actually, it is being done. The sheriff's office does receive the lion's share of the budget for the county budget. Our budget's about $33 million. We need more, obviously, to get more people going. There's a level called I can't remember the term for it, but it's a equity level from our public safety fund that they have to maintain, and they put in more than that is required to help our budget, and we get the lion's share of Proposition 172 monies, which is a 0.5% of sales tax that goes into a fund that the district attorney, probation, the sheriff's office received.
So all this is based on, you know, tax income.
Right.
And so as long as our economy is in the doldrums, we're not going to see that. I just would like to see that. I think there's other places that we could really
we've seen it throughout California. In 2009-10, Sacramento County sheriffs laid off a lot of people. Stanislaw, Fresno. Fresno County Sheriff, she ended up closing three floors of her jail and releasing over 1,000 inmates and laying off people. So it hit hard throughout California.
I realize that.
So we're just coming around.
Well.
And with the economy.
When you have a 50-minute response rate. I mean,
depending on what it is, depending on where it is. Yep.
But even then, if it's something really serious and your men or women are on one side of the county, it's still going to take them 30 minutes to get there.
We've seen people go from Happy Valley clear out to Palisadro.
Yeah.
And driving under normal conditions, that's going to take 20 plus minutes. When you're hustling, driving code 3, that's still going to take, 10 minutes at least.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to drive safely and get to the call.
Well,
we're trying to make a difference.
I know. We need more people.
There was a little bit of a change in a recent Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said, hey, if you want a CCW, your only reason need to be self-defense. That's been that this way in Shasta County for a long time. It's going to continue as I'm sheriff. Just self-defense, defense of others, comply with the law. That's what they call good cause. We've been doing it here for years.
You have, and we appreciate that very much. And I tell you, it could have a huge impact in the state of California. Mm-hmm. Already the people are just swooning down in Marin County. Tom Basenko, Sheriff Tom Basenko has been our guest as he is every month, but feel free to stop in, Tom.
Absolutely.
Things happen just, anytime. Remember, my friends, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you tomorrow. San Quentin. We're going to be talking about San Quentin. We'll be right back.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The European Union has scheduled an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss the volatile situation in Ukraine, where anti-government protests have left at least 25 people dead. The BBC's Duncan Crawford is at ground zero for the protests in Kiev.
On one side of Independence Square, the riot police now have control of that. You've still got these barricades and burning tires. And on the other side, the protesters, where they are throwing rocks, some petrol bombs at the riot police. The riot police have been responding with water cannons and stun grenades. So it's still a tense situation.
Secretary of State John Kerry says Ukraine's president has a choice to make.
A choice is between protecting the people that he serves, all of the people, and a choice for compromise and dialogue versus violence and mayhem.
Ukrainian Olympic athletes asked to wear black armbands to honor their countrymen.